U.S. President Donald Trump says Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan has stepped down and withdrawn from consideration for the cabinet post. On his tweeted account, Trump thanked Shanahan for what he described as outstanding service. U.S. President added the Secretary of the Army Mark Esper will take Shanahan's place as Acting Defense Secretary. The announcement came within minutes of a report published in the Washington Post, which outlines a series of alleged domestic violence incidents within Shanahan's family. Pentagon has been without a permanent boss for more than 6 months following the resignation of Mad Dog Jim Mattis back in December. Joining us out of Westchester, Pennsylvania, is now Lawrence Davidson, a former lecturer at Westchester University. Hello, the professor. Pleasure to have you back on the program. Your thoughts? It seems like no one could keep that job. Why do you think it is?
Well, I think that President Trump probably doesn't really trust most of the people he nominates. I think he tends to choose advisors and cabinet post folks, particularly in foreign policy positions or positions that can influence foreign policy, under pressure from very conservative people or groups whose support he really wants. However, the types of folks that they want in those positions are people that he really doesn't feel very comfortable with because they tend to not be controllable from his standpoint. You could see this with Bolton, I think, the National Security Advisor, who several times I think Trump had to sit down and say, you know, you don't get out in front of me, you follow me. And it just happens to be that Trump is not, in terms of foreign policy, as adventurous and as aggressive as some of the people around him. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have a bad situation because Mr. Trump really doesn't have very good judgment sometimes, often, in terms of pressuring other countries. I mean, all of this is part of his personality, an aspect of his personality.
But I'm sorry, Larry, but it seemed like Shanahan was a yes man. It seemed like he was on board with whatever Trump said. He pretty much backed up, whether it came to, you know, the tensions in the Middle East, whatever it came to, you know, North Korea. It seemed like he was, you know, pretty much a parrot for Trump.
Yeah, I guess, essentially he was an embarrassment, I guess, domestically. So they had to dump him. But I think that he would have been the candidate of choice simply because he was a yes man.
So you think it's just bad because of the 2020 elections, and Trump doesn't want that baggage over the Pentagon.
Right. I mean, a yes man is essentially what Trump wants. Now, often he's pressured into appointing people who are, you know, sort of want to get out in front of him. And aren't as yes-y as he would like. And that's one of the reasons you have this kind of turnover. In the case of Shanahan, you know, it probably was the domestic baggage of these charges.
But Larry, it's funny because you take into account Donald Trump's personal baggage and then you compare it with Shanahan, who wasn't really part of that domestic dispute. It seems like his young kid, like 9 years ago, took a bat to his wife's head and fractured her skull. Anyway, but I'm just saying, you compare that to Donald Trump's baggage. I mean, he's weathered quite a few storms. Here's Shanahan with one.
Yeah. Well, there's no accounting for proportionality here. But I think that as he starts his campaign for the 2020 election, he just doesn't want that kind of distraction. Though he probably will provide plenty of distractions for himself. I mean, because he can't really keep his mouth shut. But I think one of the things to keep in mind here is that when it comes to foreign policy, Trump's really an isolationist, is really what he wants to be. And but he's sort of in this bind, in this vice, where he's got to appoint these really very aggressive conservatives. And he's not particularly comfortable with that.
We're kind of, Larry, we're over time, but over actually a minute. Don't mean to cut you off there, but I want to appreciate you for joining us and your perspective there out of Westchester. Lawrence Davidson, a former lecturer there at Westchester.